You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The export of live animals by sea for livestock purposes, namely cattle, was banned in recent years, coming into effect April 30 of this year. This ban was due to poor conditions for the animals and uncertainty over how they would be treated at their final destinations. Some political parties want to reintroduce live animal exports this election cycle. I spoke to Save Animals from Exploitation CEO Deborah Ashton about live animal exports. I started our interview by asking why they believe live animal exports are unethical and cruel to animals.
Well, the problem is that we can't control what happens to our animals overseas or on board live export ships. So once they leave New Zealand, we've lost all control of that. Internationally, we're recognised for our world-leading animal welfare standards, and overturning the ban puts our reputation at risk for everything. So some of the suffering occurs on board the ship, so injury rates, cows giving birth on board, or abortion storms, which have occurred on one voyage where 13 cows aborted their babies due to stress. You know, these are the kind of things that we're seeing, and, you know, we don't think we should be putting animals through whatsoever. But the other problem with live animal export is that, in other countries, we can't control what happens to those animals there. So in New Zealand, for example, we have laws that protect our animals, but in China, they have few laws protecting animals, which means there are no real standards for the way that the animals will be farmed or even slaughtered. And in fact, the animals in China don't even have to be pre-stunned before slaughter like they do here in New Zealand. So there's a real animal welfare concern for us, and I think that's very, very apparent. And we shouldn't be sending our animals over to countries, putting them at risk and expecting those countries to live up to our own standards here.
This election cycle, who is important to watch out for when it comes to policies on live animal exports?
Well, we've got concerns with the fact that the National Party, the ACT Party and New Zealand First are all talking about bringing live export by sea back to New Zealand again if they get elected.
What types of livestock were exported most commonly?
Well, most commonly, New Zealand was exporting dairy cows, and they were sending other animals along as well, but they were on a much smaller scale. But the purpose really was to help China to grow their own dairy herds themselves. But from an environmental perspective, we've already been talking about the need to reduce our dairy herds here in New Zealand. So one would ask ourselves, you know, why on earth we're sending cows to other countries to assist them to increase their own herds? We're just really shifting that environmental problem somewhere else.
How did the ban of live animal exports come about initially?
Well, Kiwis really stood up against live export, and internationally people are calling for a ban on live export as well from other countries. But certainly here voices were made very loud and clear. New Zealanders really spoke out about this. They protested outside ports around the country that had ships sailing off with cows on board. And the government recognised that there were animal welfare concerns. The Minister, Damien O'Connor, announced that there would be a two-year phase-out. And, of course, that concluded on April 30 this year with the ban being put in place. And now we've got political parties talking about overturning that ban, which we think is, you know, I mean, it's just impossible to be able to create a gold standard for live export, and I think it's quite ridiculous and quite frankly impossible to be able to create.
Can you explain what a gold standard would mean in this context?
Well, you would have to ask, I guess, Nicola Gregg from the National Party what a gold standard would look like for live export. I just don't believe that, you know, this is possible. You can never have full control of what happens to animals on board live export ships, and you can never have full control of what happens to those animals in another country. So this gold standard term that is being thrown around as something for us to, I guess, be able to uphold and for us to, you know, essentially give everyone peace of mind about live export is ridiculous. There's just no way that you can implement such a standard.
How has the country made up for economic losses after banning live animal exports? How big was the export market?
The export market in the whole scheme of things last year was 0.06% of our overall exports. Our concern is around animal welfare, and, you know, obviously export income is incredibly important, but we already know that we're making the bulk of that money from other means, and certainly not from live animal export. It's just a fraction of the overall exports.
What did the recent poll commissioned by SAFE show people thought about live animal exports?
Well, it was really, really interesting, and some of it not so surprising for us. So 66% of people actually said that they thought that animal welfare was extremely important, and 89% said it was at least somewhat important. So we know that animal welfare certainly matters for Kiwis. But what was really, really interesting was that in rural areas, 62% supported the ban on live export. And, you know, rural communities are the first ones to be impacted when changes are made for animals who are farmed. And so I thought that was really interesting to see that there was a high rate of people in those rural communities that didn't like live animal export. But on the other side of that, it's not that surprising, because we've heard about farmers. There are a lot of farmers who don't support live animal export by sea. So, you know, for other political parties to start talking about bringing this back really is, you know, just unacceptable.
Have you been in contact with any of the political parties?
Oh, absolutely. We have met with most of the parties. Some of the parties have refused to meet with us, which has been very, very disappointing. But certainly we've met with the Labor government, we've met with the National Party, the Green Party, and we've had discussions in particular around live animal export.
That was Save Animals from Exploitation CEO Deborah Ashton on the live exports by sea of livestock.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.